Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today, rather, is Take Me to the River. It was originally written and performed by Al Green back in 1974 on his album Al Green Explores Your Mind. Pretty freaky stuff. Anyway, it also had major success when the Talking Heads covered it in 1978. This cover is by The Commitments, and it was for the movie of the same name. So, this is The Commitments with our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. something I used to do. Convince me they are better for me and you. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor, I was.
We listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO. The sky, the game.
welfare. 4 and 20 blackbirds that you bake themselves to care. Fly away, you dainty dish, your 2 blackbirds flew upstairs. Was through. When that sun had risen, yeah, yeah, the rhyming, it was through. 4 and 20 blackbirds had rhymed that whole night through. Fly away, 2 blackbirds with nothing left to prove.
Just see.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting away into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful fall afternoon now in the Boston area. It's nice where you are. Finished up there with new music from Mallrat. She is a 18 now. Wonderful artist from Brisbane, Australia. She does a wonderful job of blending hip-hop and rap and with a pop sensibility. She's released, I think, just a couple of singles so far this year. And when I first found that song for real, it had 40,000 listens on SoundCloud. And I checked this morning just for fun, and it was up to 252,000. That is amazing. Erin McCone, Blackbirds, from her breakout album Distillation. Vibe Femmes, of course, Blister in the Sun. Camera Obscura, going back to my modeling career with French Navy. And the hour started with the Commitments with our Cover Me feature covering Al Green's Take Me to the River.
Every single one of his medical bills, everything is just all taken care of.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Loon Lake, also some Nick Lowe, and our Double Down feature artist, which is Pom Poms. Next up, we're going to go with a brand new tune from Elohim. She is, she's from Los Angeles, California, singer-songwriter. The name Elohim stands for the name of God in the Hebrew Bible. She, however, in this case, is more of an electro-pop singer-songwriter. She keeps her face hidden from view, and she's, you know, even on a one-to-one phone interview, she made an effort to disguise her voice, keeping that enigmatic thing going along there. She released her debut self-titled album last year, received some good press. She's back in 2016 with this new tune. It's called Hallucinating. Very catchy tune. New music from Elohim here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
stop you when you speak of the past. Doubt is over now, and I can join in when you laugh. Fascination makes us ask for more than we like to know. I needn't explain. I think you know. Reassure me when my heart's not bold enough to bear her name. If you were in my shoes and scared, I would do the same. And though I may ask, there's no need for past details. For though I may laugh alone, my courage fails. Did you?
You gone away.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss half past the hour of 12. Thanks for joining me here as we work our way through your lunch hour. That was some old school R&B and soul from a new band called the Teskey Brothers. They're fronted by brothers John and Sam Teskey, supported by Brandon Love and Liam Goff. They're based out of Melbourne, Australia. I was totally taken with this song on the first listen. It's called Pain and Misery. Love the soulful vocals and the horn section. It just really got to me. It is, as far as I know, the only single available from these guys, and it is available on iTunes. Everything But the Girl, Tracy Thorn, Ben Watt, going back to Eden, which came out, geez, in 1984. That was Fascination. And Elohim got it going with their standalone single, Hallucinating. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's Double Down. My pick for today's Double Down artist is Pom Poms. I first featured this band back in October 2015 with their wonderful single, Betty. So, Pom Poms are a throwback 50s version of a garage band. They're a duo comprised of Marlene Gold and Billy Moeller. Marlene handles the vocals and shares songwriting duties with Moeller. Billy plays bass and is also the producer. He's worked with some big names like Liz Phair, Macy Gray, and Kelly Clarkson, which is quite a diverse collection there. This is their second single, and it's been released at the beginning of February. It's called 1-2-3, and that's where we're going to start this feature. So this is Pom Poms. This is our Double Down feature artist here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is music from Elizabeth and the Catapult. That song was called You and Me, and it was quite a departure of musical style for Elizabeth and crew. It's from the album The Other Side of Zero. Usually they have an affinity for a jazzy style with occasional classical flourishes, but I think Elizabeth and the boys decided to take a stab at pop music with You and Me from, again, The Other Side of Zero from Elizabeth and the Catapult. Then our Double Down feature artist, the Pom Poms, with Betty and 1-2-3, both released as standalone singles. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also get some free downloads that are available there, some links, and also some videos are posted there as well. Next up is something new from a band called LUV. There are two sisters from Australia, Maya and Vivi Mohan, ages 20 and 17 respectively. As children, they both learned to play the piano and also got a heavy dose of parents' taste in pop music, ranging from the Beatles to Fleetwood Mac to U2. The last 12 months, they have been slowly releasing singles, three so far. This unsigned duo are trying to set the path, and they're just putting one foot in front of the other, which I give them credit for. They are scheduling a tour for later this year, and I'm assuming that that will continue to write and produce as well. This is a standalone single called You'll Never Let Me Go. New music from LUV here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Saved you.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
For me, for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song and a deal, because that's the whole point of this process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Ladyland the Beekeeper from her latest album, After. This is Billions of Eyes. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see y'all next week.
sweet smile big in me, because they know the feeling. And for a millisecond, we share a look like a family does, like we have inside jokes, like we could call each other by little nicknames. And I could tell the story of how my great-grandmother's sister was deemed a saint, how they exhumed her body after years of being buried, and they found she hadn't even begun to sully, so they moved her again straight into the Vatican. All looking at something different at the same time, and I feel nauseous. Some days I can only see into my suitcase. It's got everything I need, plus some superstitious things I may also need. Music suits a savage beast, the pilot says.
And I nearly missed my train.